We're doing a post-show boo! Woohoo! Hey.
Hey. Well, so the context of this boo is we've just finished the final show in Edinburgh. How did it go, everybody?
Aww. Well.
It was good. Well. It was good fun. Show. It was fancy.
But they were all good shows.
Were there fancy mice?
Fancy mice.
Fancy gardens. Fancy
they were all good shows.
You have such a fancy garden.
Especially when Uncle Alan came.
Dear old Uncle Alan. Have we had a good week?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Fantastic week.
Yeah. Amazing.
Fancy week.
A fancy week.
A fancy week.
A fancy week.
And how do you feel about getting on a minibus and going back to boring old Bedford?
Very sad.
However, it's not the end for the show, is it?
No.
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 Not at all.
We're doing it again. Uncut version.
The uncut version.
Uncensored as well. The
That's not a root. It's not uncut in the sense that we censored it for. It's not got a lot of gratuitous, you know, profanity and sex in it.
There's no nudity.
Why were we down?
Stop it, you.
We were down as a 12 plus show because Aaron Peters is just too hot to handle.
PG shows have drugs live on stage.
PG. I'm not sure I followed the argument.
Because we're all too attractive.
Yeah, look, plug our Bedford shows.
We're coming to Bedford 15th, 16th and 17th of September, 7:30 p.m. at Bedford Theatre. Be there
Bedford
or be
School
square.
Theater.
Bedford Theatre. Bedford Theatre. Come on now, it's changed its name.
Has it? Has it changed its name?
Bedford Theatre.
I didn't know that.
You're disgusting.
I didn't know that. As of when?
As of when? As of like a month ago.
Every interview I've done, and I've done many, I've said Bedford School Theatre.
Oh, no.
I feel now like my fringe has been slightly ruined.
You need Uncle Alan needs to have words with you. In fact, I think he's here now. Isn't he?
Hi, Uncle Alan.
Hey, Uncle Alan. Hey.
Come over here and listen to a boo with us.
You've mistook me for Uncle Alan. This is Uncle Alan.
Oh,
that's not as good.
You're my second favourite uncle, though.
How did you enjoy the show, Uncle Alec?
Oh, I thought that it was very good in some places. I did enjoy the bits where there was tea, drunk out of teacups with saucers. I thought that was very good indeed.
Good.
I wanted some more of the. Who was the fat woman? She was very fat.
She was a stranger. She's rocked up.
Right.
I don't know.
Who was the funny one?
That would be Eric.
Right. I wondered if Mrs. Cornett should have used more cutlery for her food.
Did you?
Well, it seems a little impolite to use her hands all the way through, don't you think? She could at least have used the fork.
Uncle Ivan, what did you think of James Lahr?
Who?
James Lahr.
Who?
The composer.
Who?
The guy that wrote all the tunes.
The guy spasming in the corner.
The one fiddling in the corner.
I didn't even notice him.
Apparently he's the musical director, but I thought he was a pianist.
What a shame. I like a good fiddle. I quite like a good pianist as well.
And Uncle Alec, what did you think of
the servants, Uncle Alec?
The servants were absolutely magnificent.
Oh yeah,
this is really bad.
I like the servant with the big pointy sword.
Are you talking about the sabre?
The basket-hilted sabre. I do apologise.
You
see, I was paying attention.
Cheeky.
Well, thank you for being here, Uncle Alec.
Yes, well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much, Uncle Alec.
Thank you.
Getting back to the home.
Yes, and, please.
And apologies if you can't understand any of this. It's probably fairly incomprehensible, but
that might be a good thing.
Generally, I think the atmosphere is
spectacular.
Jovial. Fantastic.
Baby loves disco.
Woo!
Fancy.
So this is bidding you adieu from Edinburgh.
So long, farewell, I'll be to say goodbye.
Au revoir.
Bye.